This is the Uncover You podcast, and I'm Eva Berunius. I'm here to help you navigate your transformational journey so you can experience the you underneath the conditioning and unconscious beliefs. You always find the show notes over at selfmasteryandbeyond.com, and you're welcome to join me live for these sessions over Zoom. Let's get to the core of things. Here's today's episode. How things in the way of your process actually are your process. One of the common programs of the mind is to tell us that we're failing, that we're doing it wrong. And doing the self-mastery work is no different. The mind seems to have a surprising amount of opinions on how we should be practicing and what results should look like. And when you've been identified with the mind, you will react and either believe the mind, believe what it's saying and feeling, maybe the hurt and the pain from failing, or start defending yourself against it with a different part of your mind. In this episode, we'll talk about how you are exactly where you need to be, and with a simple mindset shift can change into seeing that the obstacle showing up on your journey is actually the way to change to that change that you want. So a common conversation that I have with private one-to-one coaching clients, and especially often in the beginning of the journey, is, you know, we get on the session and I ask, so how has it been since our last session? What has been showing up and what have you noticed? And the client often answers then, well, I have good and bad days. You know, some days have been really calm. I've been able to shift out of that anxiety. But other days, I haven't been able to at all. And the anxiety has completely taken over. This is a program in your mind talking, describing your progress, describing, yeah, your work. A program that's used to labeling and measuring progress by things not showing up, that they're not there. And to the mind, that's progress. You can say it's a little bit like saying, I want to be an ice hockey player. And then when practice starts and you need to learn new skills and you need to get some equipment, you're kind of saying, well, what are these things in the way? I don't want to go pick up ice skates. I don't want to learn how to put them on really tight. I don't want to learn to shoot with a stick. And then I don't want to get slammed into the wall by other players. I just want to be an ice hockey player. We can call this a princess character, a part of you, a part of the mind. It wants us to just be there at that favored result, at the end goal that it has set up right now. It's not recognizing that the things in the way is the way. That you're getting exactly what you're asking for. That being an ice hockey player in this example means being slammed by other players and tightening your ice skates. It's just, it's part of it. Just like being happy or free from your old patterns means that you'll go through the tunnel and you'll learn to be with the emotions that used to be suppressed because you're not believing the mind's stories about these emotions, about these reactions anymore, and that they're bad and shouldn't be there. So the mind has an unrealistic way of looking at your progress and where you should be. But there's also something deeper and larger going on, something that's been going on most of your life and that you've been conditioned into. And that is your conscious mind repressing your unconscious mind. It's the protector parts of your mind saying, this should not be here. This is bad. Alarm, send in the emergency, force. This is going to get us in trouble. Let's have it removed. About these reactions and emotions from your unconscious mind. And sometimes that protector, those protector parts has the voice of the judge. This is here again. You haven't changed one bit. All the work you're doing is useless. You'll never get better. That kind of tone. Sometimes it's more of the hero or fixer speaking. Oh, we'll know how to fix this. Just breathe deep and shift into gratitude and this will go away. And sometimes it's more of a distractor. Like, remember, you're really busy at work right now. You don't really have time to process this or be with this. Let's just open your computer, get some things done. That's more important. So let's look at an example. Let's say that you've been experiencing anxiety and worry throughout your life, and you want to understand and shift that through the self-mastery work. So you've taken that leap to address it. You have the motivation to work through whatever it takes. You're like, yes, I'm doing this. I'm in. And you learn the new skills and you start practicing them. But your mind has also tagged along and it has an idea of how progress and even the journey of shifting it, shifting the anxiety, looks like. So usually that image, that idea that it has is pretty one-dimensional. The anxiety doesn't show up anymore and you feel dandy. The end. That's kind of what it's picturing. Again, this is your mind being in charge of the work and it has just taken a new approach of having that problem that it's protecting you from, that it's a bit afraid of, to having that problem kind of surgically removed. Inner growth work, yes, personal transformation. This is also usually why the mind is so motivated to start this work in the beginning. It's kind of saying, finally, we'll have a way of fixing you, of getting this problem out of the way. But that doesn't mean that there's not a deeper longing from the heart, from the soul, from integrity, to learn and expand and shift your old patterns. The mind is just tagging along. And when you see this, when you can start parsing those throughout, you've already started shifting the old mindset and that old identification with these stories from the mind. So I'll try to give you a more accurate, a more realistic image of what progress looks like. When you set the intent to shift an old structure, like the anxiety I mentioned, everything that is somehow connected with that structure will show up to be seen, to be heard. So when you start practicing your self-mastery skills of being present with your emotions and shifting out of identifying with these perspectives of the mind, you will likely experience more of the same reaction that has been repressed, more of the same reaction that you're trying to fix. In this case, the anxiety, it might come up stronger. You might also experience emotions that have been hidden underneath that anxiety. Maybe that's been anger or hurt, that the anxiety has been worried will come up. And these might start bubbling up. You might also experience a loud chatter from the protection parts that are kind of screaming at you, like, we need to do something about this. This can't all come up. And there might also be other, like, kind of seemingly unrelated things, both in your external world or in your physical body, that just happens to appear. Conflicts, things in your relationships, things in your body, tension, pain, things like that. So the things showing up are exactly what needs to be seen. You see, you're rocking the boat, like of a structure that has been put into place to keep you safe, according to the mind. So things will be stirred up. My invitation to you, this mindset shift, is you set your intent, for example, to shift the old pattern of anxiety and worry, and you take the action, learning the skills, and then practice seeing what shows up as just the right thing that needs to be seen and heard. And that, of course, also includes that voice in the mind saying, this shouldn't be here and this shouldn't be here, and what is it doing there? That's also one of those obstacles or opportunities. Because maybe the biggest part in any personal transformation work worth its name is to shift out of the identification with the mind's way of repressing your unconscious mind. Because when you do, you can create space for both the unconscious fears and patterns and repressed memories and everything that's stored in there, and the reaction from the mind about it. You are none of them. The past month, we've been practicing working with intent in one of the membership groups in the self-mastery community. And we practice exactly this mindset shift. We find an intent that excites us, something that we want for ourselves. We dream it into life, feel it, let our body sense it, having the experience of being there. And then we sit back to observe the things showing up. Things that need to be addressed and helped to let go for that desired expansion to happen, for that intent to come true, to become reality. I just want to read one of the posts from one of the members in that group. She has been observing things showing up since setting her intent. So this is what she says, and I'll make sure to include a picture of this or the text so you can go read it for yourself. I don't know about anyone else, but opportunities are showing up big time this week. Not only are my chronic body issues getting worse, which was what she wanted to work with, by the way, but new aches and pains are showing up, and my mind chatter is super loud too. My list summarized so far of opportunities includes: number one, doubt. Maybe I've been wrong all my life and this meditation and intention bullshit isn't going to work. How long is this going to take? And the reaction is sadness, tightness in the throat, feeling energy in the face. Number two, avoidance. Nope, you don't see those blemishes or feel that pain in your heel or the ache in your knees. Just don't look at them and don't feel it, because doing that will acknowledge they are there and keep them there. So the reaction is denial and pushing down any pain or discomfort. And number three, a feeling of emptiness, loneliness, and a reaction to that, unconscious and conscious eating to fill the void, regardless if I'm hungry or not. Number four, a judge. You should have a handle on this by now. 2 degrees in physiology and you can't handle the basics of taking care of your body. Ridiculous. Reaction, neck and head tension. Number five, hero. I know how to fix this. Let's set some goals and get to work. All we have to do is work really hard and everything will be better. Reaction, feeling of pent up energy. Number six, a project manager. We are too busy to stop and go for a hike. I have many other things to do. Reaction, rushed and went for a short hike that wasn't satisfying. Seven, a princess. I'm doing so much inner work, so my intention should come easily and effortlessly, and I deserve that after all I've been investing in doing the work and investing in the process. Reaction, desire to just escape instead of do practices. Eight, fear. I'm so afraid that no matter what I do or don't do, I will always be dealing with spending my life energy on body issues. Reaction, deep feeling of sadness and depression and resignation and loneliness. And she finishes, okay, that is all for now. Woo! I'm trying to remember what gets in the way is the way. So all of this showing up for her is part of this big interconnected web. And now she gets to see it. When the pain in her body, the thing that she wants to address, and the intent to feel more vitality and be free of that pain, is connected with all these different reactions from the mind, a way of protecting us from having that pain. And probably many of them are also infusing the pain or the tension there, because we store our emotions in our body. So in a way, you could say that the mind is showing its hand. Like, you're moving one piece on the chessboard forward by setting your intent. Like, you're opening the game. You can sit back and watch the show. See what happens. So my question to you is, can you recognize how what you usually would react to as obstacles and say, ah, this shouldn't be here. Why is there more tension? Why is there more stress? I should be feeling better. They're actually what needs to be addressed for your desired inner shift to happen. As long as these, the judge part or the princess or the avoider, whoever is there, as long as they're still doing what they're doing, that whole structure is intact. And it's moving the same neural pathways that are connected. So my invitation to you is to start celebrating when things that seem to be in the way show up while you're doing this work. Because they are clues, or maybe you even want to see them as little desserts being handled to you on a silver platter. It's like, here you go. Here you go. This is part of the structure. This needs to be addressed, felt, faith taken out of. Those are the places where you can apply all your self-mastery skills. And often, and a lot of the times, it's all about being with the emotion and allowing the emotion to release out of the structures, that the emotion is not repressed anymore, not suppressed. It can be allowed to be felt and move through you. Because when you do make this shift, even if you just start tasting it and trying it out, what happens is that you stop rejecting the process. You're like, I want to be an ice hockey player, but I don't want the ice hockey player stuff. It's like, I want to change this, but I don't want all of these things to show up. So when you make this shift, you stop rejecting the process and you start to move more into trust. Trusting that what you need is being given to you. Almost like trusting that life has your back. And this will accelerate the shifts that you're looking for. And trust is also one of the topics that we'll dive a little deeper into in one of the coming episodes. So let me know if there's any questions around that, or if that was all crystal clear. I can ask you, everyone that's on here, do you recognize this? One, do you recognize that reaction from the mind of this shouldn't be here? And have you noticed that shift? If you've been doing this work for a while, have you noticed that shift inside of yourself of like, wait a minute, this is actually what I want to, what needs to be addressed. This is good that I get to see it. Steve's got a question. Should you treat persons who may cause your anxieties to surface through their words as opposition hockey players? I might have chosen a different example. Maybe it's more, you know, pieces on a chessboard or something like that. Maybe that's a little more. So yeah, no, in a hockey game, you would kind of tackle them, huh? That's the whole point. So I wouldn't say that it's a good idea to treat people around you that causes anxiety as opposition hockey players. Well, in a way you could, but not by tackling them, but the same way that in a hockey game, you could see them, you could see your opposers, the other team, as your teacher. Because if they weren't there, you wouldn't get to practice. You wouldn't get to see your weaknesses. You wouldn't get to see where your skills need to be strengthened. You wouldn't get to see your weak spots or where things are showing up. But maybe instead of the hockey analogy, what's behind these hockey players? Yeah, well, they are teachers. They're sparring partners. They are the gurus. Wax on, wax off, where you get to practice your skills. So instead maybe of slamming them into the wall, you can shift into gratitude for them showing up in your life. And you can also have gratitude for the anger showing up inside of you or the anxiety showing up inside of you. And ground yourself, recognize yourself as none of those, but the clues to what your program looks like, how it's been programmed. Jody's asking, once we see these opportunities and allow them to be there, do we need to do something specific to release them? Or can we just continue to allow them from an observer perspective and they will eventually release on their own? So a few of them might need some different approaches. Anytime there is emotion there, which, you know, 99.9% 99% of the time, it will be somewhere in that structure, somewhere in the interconnected structure of all these neural pathways. There will be one or several emotions. Even if one part is not holding a strong emotion, or one story is not holding a strong emotion, it might react to an emotion somewhere in that interconnected web. So for the emotions, it's more about actively letting it release through the body. And that can be done through the releasing emotion practice of breathing, giving it a channel, giving it more space, and let it move through the body. It can also be done with a more embodied practice where you go shake it out or dance it out, or, you know, the boxing class, or just go out in the woods and scream your heart out. Whatever is needed to allow for it to be felt and released in a way that feels safe. Because that's usually what it is. These other protector parts are like, we don't think it's safe to have that emotion. We don't think it's safe to feel it. And especially not with this person around or in this situation. So it's about you recognizing that and setting a container that feels safe for this emotion to start coming up. And it might be in these portions in the beginning. It might be, I'm going to set the timer and I'm going to do it for 2 minutes to begin with. Allow this emotion to release out for 2 minutes. Then I'm done. We know there's an end to it. We know there's a stop. I'm not going to wreck the kitchen or whatever the fear might be. So for a lot of it, it's that. And for some of the others, that comes more with the narrative, that comes more with the story. There are different ways of taking your faith out of that story. And it all starts with observing it. Huh? That's a story being told. How have I been relating to it? Like, what's my relation to that story? And I mean, already then, faith is starting to go out from it. But sometimes that can be to look at the kind of silly expectations that the judge or the perfectionist has, that they have on us. Like, that's not even like, wait a minute, let me ask some questions here. What would be good enough for you? Okay, being the president of the world and, you know, the super galactic the ruler or whatever it is. Like, okay, I see now that you have, this judge have the mind of a five-year-old. It's not that big and scary. And then often the faith goes out of that story. So you're not believing it anymore. So sometimes it's kind of joking. Sometimes it might be asking the question to inquire more deeply so that you get to know them and get to know what's going on behind the curtains of their statements. What are they afraid of? What is it that they think will happen if you don't do what they tell you to do? So there's the emotional part, letting it release out. And then there's the more narrative story part where, okay, taking the faith out of these beliefs and stories. So Jodi's following up there and saying, yes, that's helpful. The distinction between releasing energy versus shifting faith in character beliefs. With the stored energy area, I'm afraid I will slip or move into not allowing the emotion or feeling by attempting, allowing, trying to have it release, or making an effort to allow the release. Yeah. And I say this is why, like, move into it slowly. Because, again, maybe not even set out with the intent or with the expectation to have it released, you know, the first time. You're just moving into it to see what else is showing up. Okay, when I sit to be with this emotion, when I go out to let this one release, and I'm going to go for 2 minutes and I'm setting my alarm, now what happens? Is there worry? Is there fear? Bring your notebook, write it down. And yeah, observe these other parts that are showing up. So instead of like, okay, we're going for releasing this emotion, it's going to happen now, today. Like, what happens when I set the intent to do that? When I start moving closer to it, just see what shows up. Because usually if we come up against the protector parts too hard, they will just tighten up. So it's about allowing them as well. And this is, again, a perfect example of what we tend to look at being in the way, actually being the way. So your path into a stored emotion, a repressed emotion, and you're like, okay, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to release it. But now what shows up is this tightness or this fear or even like zooming out or numbness, and you can't get to that emotion at all. And you're like, darn, I was going to go do it. And now this showed up, totally failed. No. What showed up is your path of getting to where you want. So the numbness, the lockdown, the freeze, the tension, the don't go there alarm, that's what you then shift into being with instead. Like, okay, thank you. This is now the top layer. This is what I'm going to be present with. What are you feeling? What is the emotion? Where in the body can you feel it? Is it coming with the story? Thank you for listening. Do you want to tune in live with me over video next week? Then head over to selfmasteryandbeyond.com for instructions. And if this was helpful to you, I appreciate a review in the podcast app that you're using. Until next week.